At the forefront of President Trump's re-election campaign kickoff last night was the promise of an aggressive crackdown on immigration. At a rally in Florida, the president made a similar promise to one he made 4 years ago, to build a wall running the length of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Can you imagine those caravans without having the barriers and walls that we've already put up and that are up? This country would be a mess like you wouldn't believe.
Trump's immigration position appears to have had another effect on students studying immigration law. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on the so-called Trump effect at some local law schools.
The president's travel ban came down on January 27, 2017. In its wake, stranding travelers and creating chaos in airports across the country.
The people united will never be defeated.
Protesters and lawyers, journalists and politicians flooded Logan Airport's international terminal.
Bahar Bahami, unable to reach her husband, hours after he landed a Logan on a flight from Iran.
Hemanth Gundavaram says Northeastern University's Immigrant Justice Clinic was born that night.
Northeastern looked and saw how many students were passionate about what was happening and decided to set into motion the plan to start the Immigrant Justice Clinic.
Gundavaram is now co-director of that clinic, which offers students the chance to work on real cases, learning about the complexities of asylum, deportation, and the ever-changing rules governing U.S. immigration law. He says the clinic is attracting more and more students who not only see these policies playing out in the news, but also in their own lives.
We've had people who have been undocumented themselves, students who had family members who were undocumented, many students who are immigrants themselves. So I think it's a very personal thing for a lot of students.
Well, because our client arrived on April 30th, 2018, she has a year to file.
Okay. When do you think we should file?
A few of the students in Northeastern's clinic are discussing an asylum case, arguably one of the areas of immigration law that's changed the most under Trump. Among them is Jessica Johnson.
I started law school just before the election, and that definitely kind of pushed me into immigration law after everything started happening.
Johnson says she's ready to jump into immigration full time, especially given the current political landscape.
It's definitely, you know, reinforced my passion for helping these people, seeing like all of the changes that are harming them and their families.
A 2017 poll from Gallup and the Association of American Law Schools asked about student motivations for entering law school. James Greif with the association says social justice was a clear trend.
Public-spirited and civic-minded motivations led the list of reasons. And these are the students that are applying to law school today. Increased interest in pursuing career in immigration law seems to be part of this overall trend.
This trend is also bearing out at Boston University's Immigrants' Rights and Human Trafficking Clinic, where Associate Director Sarah Sherman Stokes says there are consistently more students wanting to join the clinic than space allows.
In 2018, over 1,400 BU law applicants expressed a really strong interest in immigration law, which represented almost a quarter of the BU law student applicants.
That's up from about a fifth in 2013. Across the country, law schools are responding, creating or expanding immigrants' rights programs. University of Denver, University of North Carolina, Santa Clara University, and Rutgers Law School, to name a few. Gundavaram and other practicing immigration attorneys feel optimistic about this trend, hopeful there may be an end in sight to what they say is a perpetual shortage of immigration attorneys.
The idea of all these students coming to law school for this and graduating and kind of perpetuating a growth in eventually the number of attorneys who are doing this work is really important.
And as Trump's 2020 re-election campaign gears up, the topic of immigration is already front and center. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.